Come on, you can sing along with the Russian group. Just about ready to start here on Urban Radio. Maybe this is a little more your speed. We're going to be beginning here in just about 3 minutes. We do have the Urban Radio server up, 64.180.91.204. You should know it, because I'm sure many of you play it on every week. Connect now and get yourself a slot.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is Mungo Zen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Hey, welcome to Urban Radio. I am your terrorist in the box for this Friday, Oswald, bringing you the latest and greatest information from the world of urban terror. It might be a little bit of an abbreviated show here, as I had a bit of a lack of time during the week to prepare, but we'll see how it goes. But we have put a few things together for your consumption. But first, this from Mungo Zen.
Hey there, radio listeners. It's mid-July and summer's heating up. There's nothing better on a hot summer day than to sit back with an ice-cold wobbly pop and enjoy the soothing sound of Oswald's voice on Urban Radio. This is Mungo Zen, and this week, in between the voice, we've got a little bit of Rush. We've got some Megadeth covering Black Sabbath. Got some Pantera for those who want to metal it up. We've got some new stuff out of Crossbreed, and, well, we got a little bit of something for everyone in here. Hope you all enjoy the show.
You stop saying.
Hey, a little bit of an abrupt ending there. Welcome to Urban Radio. I am Oswald. As I said, we do try to bring you the best and most up-to-date information for the Quake 3 mod Urban Terror. And it also seems that Mungo Zen has found a permanent home here on Urban Radio. The Happy Fatty continues to spin his tunes here. This is the second week that all the music is being provided by Mungo Zen. So, I guess we will kick it off here with a little bit of development news as to what the team has been up to. As I said, I was out of town for a little bit this week and only had today to prepare, so I spent 8 hours at work writing my show notes here. So, I'm sure you heard something on the previous show from Jeff T saying that 2.6 has been released. That's not really the case. There is some work remaining. Most of it is the responsibility of the coders. And the rest of the job will basically be up to the development team, the QA team, and any additional gamers that we do invite to help us with this build, which will basically end up representing Beta 2.6. As I was writing my notes, in fact, there was a message on our team forum that 27 had actually finished another build. And I do have that available, so I'm sure some of you will probably start hearing some more rumors about what has been fixed or what's being included in Beta 2.6. So that's where we stand right now. 2.6 is not officially released to the community. It's only released to the QA guys and the development team. At this point, I haven't had a chance to download the pack file or even take a look at it to see what it includes. I did see some notes from 27, Crazy Butcher and Thaddeus telling me what was still wrong with the pack file. So once the show is over, I will download that and also make it available to those on the QA team. Some, I'm sure, are listening to the show. I'll make that available to them after the show's over or maybe sometime during the show if I have time. We'll see how it goes. So that's basically where we stand with that. I'm sure as the week progresses here next week, we will have more information on the pack file, and we'll be able to give you some more information as to how it's coming along. We do know many of you are anticipating the release of 2.6, as if that's anything new. Once we move into this next testing stage, as I said, we'll have a better idea as to the confirmed date. As we did mention in our last update on UrbanTerror.net, we did say within a month for the release. So if you can add and subtract, go do the math, and you'll end up with an approximate date of release. And also remember, it's the beer, and I'm not even through one bottle yet. Holy shit. Remember that Silicon Ice Development is attending QuakeCon this year, and we are working very fast to release this before the event. Just take that into consideration, that we are attempting to get this out before we go so we don't have to bother with it after the fact. Oh, what else? What else? Actually, I can't remember back to us attending first QuakeCon. That was Beta 1, and going back to the year 2000 when we actually released. We had a release of Beta 1. While I think 7 or 8 of us were actually at QuakeCon, and I remember we were jonesing the QuakeCon organizers to to put our files on the FTP, and I'm sure they were up there like, what the fuck, who are these guys, and what's this mod? Oh, it's that Counter-Strike clone. Yeah, that's what it is. You know, we get to reminisce about the early days of beta, but you know what? Damn, I'm glad they're over. But as I said, QuakeCon's going to be a big thing for us, and as we've done in the past 2 years, we anticipate it and look forward to attending it. We'll also be holding a discussion on Urban Terror and modding while at the 3-day event. That's QuakeCon, if you just missed what I just said. If you are attending, please check the schedule and try to attend our little talk here. Who knows, we might even have some swag to give out to you. We're working on a few things here, not sure if they'll come true, like everything else. It all revolves around money, right? The almighty dollar that we don't have, but because we love our community, we're working to get you something. We'll touch some more of that on some of that discussion here later in the show. And I do want to say thanks to all those who continue support and play Urban Terror and also listen to our radio show. It's you guys who make it so successful. We do have a few sponsors that, of course, I need to pimp. First one, thanks to Team Sportscast Network, as they continue to host Urban Radio and the Shoutcast Clan matches that we do. As you know, without their affiliation, our show and your matches would get absolutely no coverage.
TSN. We cover games.
With a whole lot of music in between.
The Team Sportscast Network. Start treating your mouse right with the Mouse Bungee Cord Controller. For super smooth handling, the Mouse Bungee incorporates a solid steel ballast, rubberized non-slip, non-scratch foot pads, and a cord clip. Mouse Bungee's specially designed springs provide subtle tension for dragless and snagless, virtually cordless control of any corded mouse. In just 60 seconds, you can wire up your Mouse Bungee and forever eliminate the hassle and interruptions caused by a dragging cord. Because it's made from sturdy materials, Mouse Bungee is designed for years and years of wear and tear. Stop by Everglide.com and get your very own Mouse Bungee today. Once again, that's www.everglide.com. Play and work with virtually cordless control. The Mouse Bungee.
Remember, kids, dragless and snagless. That is the Mouse Bungee. Also want to say props to Acidburn over at Forbidden Ninja. They have a new home, fn.zdwebhosting.com. And they do provide the show notes each and every week. Although for some reason I think I forgot to send it to them last week. You know, I get the MP3 uploaded and somehow, you know, I move on to something else. So, hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully they got it. If not, I will send it to them again. And finally, thanks to our last huge supporter, that being Zach of ZD Web Hosting, for hosting all the previous radio shows. We have all the shows FTP'd for those who want to take a listen and hear what's gone on in the past. You can find all these shows on urbanterror.net or Urban Radio. You can click on the Urban Radio tab and get the show you desire. And looking at IRC, it looks like we're getting owned again, yet another channel split, but we will remain on the air unless for some reason my internet connection goes dead, which doesn't look like it's going to do it today, but we will continue to broadcast and see what happens. I know I'm still on the channel. It looks like we still have a couple hundred in there, so it's all good so far. What else do we have for you? I'm going to take one break here and check out, see how badly we're getting owned, and come right back. And we'll start in on some more news. We do have the Urban Radio server up if you want to join in. 64.180.91.204. It's wide open. Feel free to come in and play.
This summer, the Team Sportscast Network is streaming the hottest LAN event of the season directly into your room all the way from Dallas, Texas. TSN as we bring you live 24-hour-a-day coverage from QuakeCon 2002 in Dallas, Texas. Tune in for live tournament coverage, interviews, music, and more. With Thursday, August 15th through Sunday, August 18th. Where? Mesquite Convention Center, Mesquite, Texas. Only on the official QuakeCon station, TSN. For more information, visit www.quakecon.org.
Unfortunately, all warbling winger bitches are asexual, so their mating call is really just an excuse for them to go fuck themselves.
Oh, yes. Little Ian Irwin there from Campa Hunter. And for those of you with absolutely nothing to do tonight, you can go see Ian's brother Steve Irwin in a Crocodile Hunter movie. Or is that open tomorrow? No, that opens today. Today is the 12th. Hey, we're back on Urban Radio. Thanks for tuning in this week. I am Oswald. And as I said before, we went to those tunes. The Quake 3 Urban Terror Radio Server does return this week. Last week we did make the decision to play the Quake 3 mod Pro Ball, which was created by Apoxel instead of Urban Terror. We sort of wanted to give Apoxel's mod a little bit of run here on Urban Radio, since many in the Urban Terror community do play it and do enjoy it, and come to find out it's a great LAN game. It seems it did go over very well. I know there has been Spasmatic, CLD Spasmatic has been pimping a Pro Ball server here this week, so hopefully we get a few more gamers checking that mod out, but as I said, it is fun and enjoyable, which is why we play games, right? But have no fear, as I said, we are back with the Team Survivor server this week. I thought it was going to be CTF, but Blade Killer lovingly set it up as a Team Survivor server, which is all good, since we know many of you play Team Survivor. And that can be found over on the HOH/Urban Radio server, which we have dedicated to our ex-coder, Dr. 8, who actually, in fact, I talked to this week, and is doing very well. He had a few words of encouragement for us here on Beta 2.6. Maybe I'll get to those next week, but I really didn't finish talking to him last night. Have received a few inquiries during the week for community service to represent the Urban Radio server. As I said, unfortunately, since I was out of town for the first 3 days of the week, I was unable to coordinate those, but Urban Radio will pimp one of those community servers next week in order to get the community involved here. We also want to host your server as the Urban Radio server. If you're an admin or a clan or host a clan server, then email me at oswald@urbanterror.net, and we'll schedule. God damn, I can't talk today. You know, maybe I should just play music for the next hour, right? Oh, this sucks. Can I start over? You know what it is? It's the lag. That's what's doing. The ETG is lagging me. That's what's causing all this. If you want your server hosted, please email oswald@urbanterror.net, and we will schedule your server to be played during the radio show. You know, maybe I should just read it verbatim. I won't do that. Speaking of servers, Clan GMK is proud to present a new CTF server. Thanks to the information from Vampirella, the bitch, you can now vote for your maps that you want in the cycle. Along with the Sid created levels Rommel and Abby, it's up to the community to choose the levels that will be included in the cycle. And, of course, many of you know there are some good levels to choose from, such as Subway, UT Eagle, Golgotha, Proving Grounds, Desertville, and many, many more. So if you want to cast your vote for two and only two community levels, message Vampirella or post a response in the Urban Terror general forums under New Urban Terror Server. The poll does close Monday, and the map cycle will be finalized at that time. Sorry, had to clear my voice. No, I have not had too much beer. I just started drinking. Give me a break. Got to go back to work tonight in 7 hours. But don't tell the FAA that. They drug test me and, you know, oh well. And no, I don't fly for America West. The new FSK 405 server is up and running. Thanks to FSK 405A for that information. The IP address is 128.164.68.255. He says after a few growing pains and some downtime, they are back online, bringing the best in community CTF levels to the urban terror community. A goes on to say, he says, we do want to play beta maps or lesser played maps, and we will change gravity and knockback and timescale settings, especially on our wacky weekends. And they had Inter Model, I think it's been 3 weeks now, and they basically did that. I think it was a Friday they played Inter Model all day. As he said, they had one regular round followed by a low gravity round followed by a regular round, and ended up being a very good time. He does go on to say, we don't want to sacrifice gameplay and play a junky map or a deeply flawed level, but we do want to expand CTFers' horizons beyond docks, Riyadh, and sands, which seem to be the hands-down favorites when it comes to capture the flag for urban terror. You can find the link on the general forums under FSK 405AB CTF, the return. And I do want to say thanks to that group for their continued support. You can also go to www.kickassctf.com for more information. And thanks to Ghost for passing that URL along. Going to step away. When we come back, we'll go around the Urban Net Terror community and check out what they've been up to. Little Iron Maiden, Run of the Hills for your listening pleasure this afternoon. You know, just this weekend, in fact, I realized that I still have a chance to be a singer because Geddy Lee probably has the highest voice ever when it comes to singing. So, for those of you who laugh about my high singing, bite me.
Has that tired old cloth-covered mouse pad of yours given you the slip one time too many?
God!
Everglide supplies a variety of affordable mouse pads designed to satisfy your computing needs. Whether you are a hardcore gamer or just someone that needs that extra bit of accuracy, Everglide's precision mousing surfaces are just what the doctor ordered.
Nice!
Don't get snagged by ordinary run-of-the-mill cloth pads. Let your mouse glide easily over one of our ultra-smooth, optical-friendly pads. With Everglide, you'll have the kind of smoothness you need to keep on fragging. We also offer custom-printed mousing surfaces. If you've ever wanted your team's logo on a mouse pad, now's your chance to own one personally designed for you. Don't keep waiting. Just stop by www.everglide.com and order yours today. Everglide mousing surface configurations are protected under national trademark laws. Blooming Tree Productions Incorporated is a wholly owned sub-S corporation. Visit everglide.com for details.
And now, a fucking public service announcement from fucking TSN. Sometimes dealing with all you asshats causes a shoutcaster to drop occasional F-bomb, or two, or five. To put it another way, if you are offended by fuck, shit, pussy, bitch, whore, slut, cunt, asshole, damn motherfucking stupid, fuck, whore, fucking bitch, then please disconnect now, because it's only going to get worse.
I'm Ian Irwin, Tampa Hunter, and you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio. Crikey!
Crikey! Oh my god, I love that sounder from Blanks. I just love that sounder from Blanks. I may have to play that again during the show, but that's the greatest sounder. Okay, it's Oswald here, and we are back on Urban Radio. If you want to download previous Urban Radio shows, head over to Urban Radio page on UrbanTerror.net. We have them all archived for you, starting with the first show last December. We're also looking for FTP sites, and this is for those of you who can help us distribute the upcoming Beta 2.6 release. And I'm not talking you guys who want to run a fly-by-night operation FTP just to get the 2.6 version early. Silicon Ice will make the final determination as to who gets the game files early, and those of you who will have to suck it up and wait. And we will give you some instructions on when to release, and hopefully we don't have the issues we had last time where some of the European FTPs released it at the wrong time. Oh well, right? Just one of those things we're working on to improve. So if you have an FTP or run an FTP, I did receive a few emails this past week from some in the community. You can send it to me at oswald@urbanterror.net. I also want to say congratulations to Queen Bee over at Clan Triad Development for releasing her first level to the community. It's called UT Desertville. This is the first. I only mention that because this is the first level released by a female level designer in our community, and it seems to have gotten some pretty good comments. I've played it for a little bit, and it's a tight map. Hopefully, we'll see it on some CTF servers. Dragone says, primarily created for the Team Survivor game mode, it's a solid map for a 2v2, but can support 10v10 without feeling too big or too small. Says there's lots of routes, two-level gameplay, and four spawn groups add to the varied action in this desert town map. CTF plays well as well. As well as well? You know, I guess I should have just read what I wrote. CTF plays good too. FFA and TDM are supported, and the .but AAS file for offline play is also included. So if you want to check that out, you can go to clantriad.net/devteam, DevTeam, and download the map from the FTP sites provided. I do not have this map up on the Urban Terror Map Depot yet. I'm a bit behind on that. hopefully I can get that done soon, like maybe tonight, since I have absolutely nothing to do at work. We're going to step away, grab another beer, and we will be right back. Little Helmet here, Unsung on Urban Radio.
dialed in to Quake 3 Urban Terror's Urban Radio with your host, Oswald. Right here on the number one station for online gaming, TSN.
And Tom wants to know if I'm going to say anything important today. What are you waiting for, Tom? A release date or something like that? Come on now. Tom, yeah, I could say something important, so stay up for the rest of the show, why don't you? I got some shout-outs here from a few in the community. L.A. Winterhawk says he'd like to be pimped and say that the Lethal Alliance, which is Clan L.A., rules. So there you go, Winterhawk. Kane would like me to pimp Mungo Zinn for being his metal-headed lover. And speaking of metal, you can listen to Jeff T. tomorrow night, Mandatory Metal Hour, on TSN. Oh, you like that? I liked how that worked. KZ would wanted me to sing happy birthday to Fedarka from the Urban Terror Forums, but I don't think you guys would put up with my singing. Seeing as you think it's so bad. But then again, I could sound like Geddy Lee, so it could be good. I guess he is turning 13 next week, so welcome to teenagehood or whatever you want to call it. I'm glad I don't have to go through that anymore. And I also have a couple of questions here from Predator. He says the first question is, does the Sid team have one ultimate target, which is to completely stop making further betas once the mod is completely done without bugs or anything? A perfect game that everyone likes, or will Sid continue to release betas and try to make improvements? Well, we have said before that after Beta 3, we will be Urban Terror Version 1. So hopefully that answers it in a nutshell there. We do not want to continue this project as a beta project, seeing as one day it will end. And when it does end, we'd like to have it end as a version and not a beta, which many mods end up finishing as. He goes on to say, he says, when I ask this question, I don't mean things like map pack or anything, but in terms of gun tweaks and netcode changes. He says, are you guys trying to reach a point where this mod is absolutely fantastic? He says, well, obviously you're trying to do that now, but what I'm asking is whether Sid will reach a point where there is nothing more to do on the mod. Well, like any game, even Quake 3 now, I'm sure id Software could take Quake 3 right now and patch it some more. So I mean, there comes a point during the development where you have to say, okay, we're going to either have to A, make this a version and stop developing it, or B, continue to develop it. So we sort of decided that there's going to come a point in time where we release a version. I don't know what version or when it's going to be released, but yeah, there won't be any more changes. Weapons will be done. No more changes to the attributes of the weapons. The netcode's going to be either play it or don't play it. But no, we do have an ultimate end in sight, and hopefully that'll come in the near future. So, hopefully that answers that question. And Dell, AK74, says he wants me to give him a shout-out. Hey, can you give shout-outs for me? Tell them I want sexers. So you don't have any sexers, sorry, but there's your shout-out. And a quick shout-out to Vincelli, who owns Vinsanity at Yahoo Chess. Okay, nerds, go play your chess game. Now, getting back to the news, last week was the inaugural Male versus Female Fun Scrimmage, hosted by Vampirus, featuring the Femini Fatali versus the Maschi Maligni. I think I got that right. That is Italian for Dangerous Women versus Dangerous Men. After a few initial server problems, the men and the women of Urban Terror got it on. They got their groove on. Unfortunately, it was more or less dominated by the males. Don't want to say the females were outclassed, because there were some very good female players there. Map 1 was Casa. Final score is 11-5 in favor of the males. And on map 2, Abby, final score is 15-6, again, in favor of the males. So, like I said, the males dominated the round, but, you know, we really weren't there to see who the superior sex was. Okay, we were, but you can check out all the information at www.servisions.net, servisions.net/FMFST. page2.php. That is the female-male fun scrimmage, page 2. You can read about the match round, how the match roundup went, from community favorite Vampires, who did do a wonderful job coordinating the event. Props to her for that. And you can also check out the information on the next male versus female match over on servisions.net/fmfs.php. It will be held Saturday, July 20th, starting at 5 o'clock Eastern. The teams have been chosen for the next Battle of the Sexes. The Femini Fatale will feature Vivify, Ondine, Indiana Jane, Bluey, Kitten, Meow, Vampirilia, and the ever-lethal Rainmaker. And for the Maschi Maligni, we have MF Doom, our Cannon's Master, LT1, Lemming, Hellfire, Scum 01. You know what? I forgot somebody's name on here. Spellbinder and Lord. I'm not going to say it. I can get all the latest information over at servisions.net/fmfs.php. And again, we will also be shoutcasting the match as we did last week. It'll be right here on TSN, and you can find all the information over on tsncentral.com. And we still have the border war going on between the U.S. and Canada. The matches are sponsored by clanbank.com and hosted by Straight Shot, who I think is still on vacation. Whispers broadcast or shoutcasted the matches last night. Unfortunately, I didn't make it through the entire round, so I'm not really sure who won that. So if somebody is around and can PM me that information as to who won the matches, I will pass that along. And hopefully we can see some more of these type matches in the future. You know, like U.S. versus the U.K. and Battle of the Atlantic or something. We know who would win. But so far it's been a good time. Everybody has enjoyed themselves. And we are looking for some more. Yeah. Whatever, Mike. I know how to say femme. And it's not spelled F-E-M-M-E. Go to that website. Check it out. And you'll see what I'm talking about. I even asked an Italian guy, so don't give me that crap. And, as we mentioned last week, we're also looking for some more people to shoutcast matches. If you're interested and think you have what it takes and create a 2 to 3 minute demo MP3, it can be basically anything you want. If you just want to drop onto a pub and shoutcast the action for 2 minutes, then do it. But we would like a 2 to 3 minute demo MP3. You can email it to me at oswald@planetquake.com, and hopefully we will get a few new casters in place before the start of the new seasons for some of the leagues. That will be, please, actually, you know what, never mind. I don't know who Yanni is. I'm sorry, Indo. I made a mistake. I saw Kenny G, not Yanni, and I did it all for a chick, okay? And tell him, take my word for it when I say it was worth it. As you've heard, TSN will be shoutcasting live 24 hours a day at QuakeCon 2002 in Mesquite, Texas. The dates for the event, August 15th through 18th. For more information on the event, go to QuakeCon.org. You can also go to tsncentral.com for everything shoutcast. And also check out the other programs that TSN hosts, such as Return to Castle Wolfenstein, Jedi Knight 2, MOA, Urban Terror, just to name a few. They have some great shoutcasters, people I'm sure you've listened to before, War Witch, Jeff T, and Colchot, just to name three of them. We also have the weekly shows, such as the Pond Biggie program with my brother-in-arms Blanks, the O Club with Oblique, Mandatory Metal with Jeff T, and That's 80s Music Show with Wizard. So check out the shows and music over at tsncentral.com. And remember to check us out at QuakeCon. I'm going to step away right back after this from the best band ever, Rush, on Urban Radio.
He's got a roadmap for Jupiter, radar picks on the stars, all along the highway. She's got a liquid crystal compass, picture book of the rivers under the Sahara. They travel in the time of
got a star map of Hollywood, a list of cheap motels all along the freeway. She's got a sister out in Vegas, promise of a decent job, far away from her hometown. They travel on the road to redemption, highway out of love yesterday, that tomorrow will bring. Like lovers and heroes, birthing the last days of spring. We're only at home when we're on the wing, on the wing. We are young, wandering the face of the earth, wondering what our dreams might be worth, learning that we're only immortal for a limited time. We are young, wandering the face of the earth, wondering what our dreams might be worth, learning that we're only immortal for a limited time.
Hi, this is Spellbinder from Spellbinder.com, and you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Yeah. Canadian Rockers Rush still going strong. As I said, I was in attendance at their concert here in Washington, D.C. the past week. Just an incredible show live. Many old school tunes. Nothing that you teenagers in Pound Urban Terror would ever know, like 2112 and Working Man. Play some of their new stuff off their 22nd album. Now that's longevity, something that bands of today know absolutely nothing about. As I said, their 22nd album, Vapor Trails. I cannot wait to see them again in September here in Los Angeles. And Mungo's Inn, if you can get me a ticket to the show in Vancouver, I'm there. I want to say thanks to Spellbinder for providing me that one-liner. If you would like to pass your one-liner along, send them to me, Oswald, at planetquake.com. 16-bit, 22-kilohertz MP3 format, please, and I will get it on the air. Testing. Testing continues on the upcoming level from Invis and No Death. Some of you have probably had a chance to play this level. It is called UT Point Blank. The testing did begin last week and did seem to get some mixed responses. Here are some comments from Invis that he did pass along. He says, I think most people were overwhelmed with the multi-layered gameplay. Most comments were, where is the flag? I'm lost. Where am I? And where is everybody? But once people had a chance to explore the entire map in earnest, all I heard was, wow, check that out, or oh my god, I never noticed that. And that was pretty much the case. I played it for probably about an hour and a half. After our radio show, to be honest, after the show last Friday. And while the map probably would play a little bit tighter with 20 to 24 people, it's still a good time. I mean, you saw where the action was basically going to take place, and it seemed to be that gamers continued to go to the same two or three access points to get from one base to the other. And Rush does not sound like Chicago. Bite your tongue. Or let me chop off of that other leg there, one leg. Some of the other comments that he wanted to pass along, he says the overwhelming majority of non-mappers said exactly what I expected them to say, that the gameplay was for the most part solid and refreshing. He says the mapper said exactly what I thought they would say, that the tunnels and secret areas were a waste and that no one would end up using them. And that was probably the case. He did have a pretty intricate tunnel system, and it did pop you up on one side of the map. But as we've seen, tunnels used in a few other maps, such as Sands and Rommel, they really don't get used as they should be used in some game modes. For example, Team Survivor and Team Deathmatch on Rommel, it's more or less a camp fest down there. But for CTF, it works absolutely fine. So, we'll see what happens. It looks like I just offended one leg. Do not compare Rush to Chicago. Give me a break. There's another playtest scheduled for today as they are finishing up another compile of UT Point Blank. Hopefully I will have some more information on this in next week's show and possibly even some new screenshots that will be posted over on thesixthfloor.com. You can check out his site and see some updated shots of the terrain, which is now using the new Q3 map version 2. Props to Yidnar for that. He says, the nasty-looking overtiled nightmare is now looking a mighty snazzy, says Invis. And for more information on the test, you can type exclamation point blank in any IRC channel that Invis is in, and that'll give you the testing information. You can also check out his vehicle pack. While it is not complete, you can type exclamation mark vehicle pack in IRC. And that'll give you the information as to when that possibly will be released. For more information on all that, check out s8s.info, Section 8 Studios, s8s.info, for the entire roundup on, every level they're working on. They have about 4 levels in development, along with the vehicle pack, and a lot of props to Invis and No Death for all that. And as I see Invis telling me now, the second beta test will begin tomorrow. So look for that in Pound Urban Tear, and hopefully some of you can take advantage of that and be included in that playtest. And remember, if you want to get involved in some of the closed or private testing, you can register over at clantriad.net/devteam. More level designers seem to be drawing from a pool of gamers who do want to help test levels before they are released. And step away for a few minutes here. I'm going to drop into the server. When we come back, we'll check out some of the gameplay and continue on with the show. I'm Oswald. You're listening to Urban Radio.
This summer, the Team Sportscast Network is streaming the hottest LAN event of the season directly into your room all the way from Dallas, Texas. TSN as we bring you live 24-hour-a-day coverage from QuakeCon 2002 in Dallas, Texas. Tune in for live tournament coverage, interviews, music, and more. With Thursday, August 15th through Sunday, August 18th. Where? Mesquite Convention Center, Mesquite, Texas. Only on the official QuakeCon station, TSN. For more information, visit www.
right. Little Megadeth there. As I said, Mungo Zen, the Happy Fatty, does provide all our musical selections on Urban Radio. And we are back here. And as you can hear, actually you can't hear.
Go!
Now you can hear. I am in the HOH Urban Radio server here. Lagging like a mother, of course. Gotta love this connection through DSL Extreme. Do not use him. Also, Verizon's terrible, but that's not the point, right? It's all about having fun, and that's what we are having here on Urban Radio. But I am in the server right now. It is a 5-on-6 affair. It looks like the red team, which is the team I am on, is winning. We are in the level docks, and I'm basically camping in the kitchen. I think I also mentioned this last week, but Battlecal has updated docks. It really only includes one new area, and that new area is on the back side of the map. Oh, I'm being shot at. Camper, get out of there. It's over on the back side of the map near... Ooh, I'm toast. Near the bus stop. He did add a room there which comes out in the alley just beneath the flag. If you play Docks enough, you know where I mean. It's right next to the Coke machine. There is a door there. Currently, the door does not open, but in beta 2.6, it will. He's also changed around a few of the textures. Some of the textures now actually look really good. Some people have complained on the forums about the tiling of the textures, and that's not our decision to change. If Battlecal wants to change those textures, then he will. But right now, we do think the map looks pretty good, and we look forward to packaging that with the release of Beta 2.6. So I'm just cruising around here. It is tied 2-2. I have absolutely no kills. And I'm sure running out here under the balcony I'm going to be meat, but that's not the case. Run back out on the front side of the docks here, and it looks like looks like there's only one guy left for the other team, that being Blind. Oh my god, we even have Basilisk in here. The teabagger himself, Pit Basilisk, playing. I do want to thank those who have jumped on the server here. CLD Third Eye, Pit Samhaim, Pit Basilisk, Thunder from M, Popsicle, Blind, Iced Blood, F-Sick the Count, Limey, and Ingvar. Guys, thanks for joining the server, and we will look forward to playing some more of that next week here on Urban Radio. If you want to join in, there's still time. 64.180.91.204. The server is located in Vancouver, Canada, and admined by Blade Killer. Some of you may know her for her sexy work here on Urban Terror. Got a few more announcements to pimp here. Seffy's trying to tell me that every 80s band has the same stereotypical 80s rock singer that sounds awful. They have crummy repetitive drummers, except for Rush and Metallica. Well, the 90s doesn't have much more than that, I can't say. They all sound electronic, just not good music. Then again, I was an 80s child, so you know what? Deal with it. Getting back to the U.S. versus Canada match here, U.S. won last night, Team Survivor 13-5, and they also took the Team Deathmatch round 304-251, thanks to FN One Leg for that information. Also, MB, some of you may know him as a mapper here for Urban Terror. He did release a couple of levels, and I believe he's working on the third. But he would like me to mention that HRO has released a new version of his compile front end. It now makes arena files and supports the newest Q3 map 2. It also makes the PK3 files. You can check out his web page at hro.berriesworld.net. And I will put that link up on thesixthfloor.com here after the show's over. Also, I see 27 is finally online, and he says, a note on docks, he says, the Team Survivor spawn where the lower middle building and behind dock spawn won't happen anymore. So for those of you worried about some of the spawns, sounds like they've been fixed, courtesy of Battlecal. Getting back to the news here, over on the sixth floor, there is a six-part series titled Managing the Mod. The paper was originally written by Dr. 8, one of our ex-coders who presented this as a talk last November at the Australian Game Developers Convention in Melbourne, Australia. The paper is packed full of good and insightful information based on the experiences we on Silicon Ice have been through, while it might look like a rose, sometimes it doesn't smell as sweet when you're in our shoes. Development of any type is not easy, especially when you're working with many different people and personalities. In the end, all the gamers care about is the release, but there's usually more that goes into into development, including the amount of time and attention that's dedicated to the management part. As I said, it's usually things that aren't seen, seeing as gamers just care about one thing, that release date. And you know what? We're not ready to give you that release date, so you'll have to probably wait another week for it or so. We'll have to see. Testing has begun here on the latest build. Thanks to 27 for working his ass off to get us at PK3. And actually one more comment on that that paper that Doctor wrote. Sometimes it might not be evident for small teams or a small mod. Something like Pro Ball, where basically it's Apoxel's mod. He runs the mod. He basically does everything for it. This paper really wouldn't apply to him. It would apply to a larger team. You know, somebody maybe of our size or Navy SEALs or, you know, even Quake 3 Fortress. Now that those guys are popular and have moved on to work as Splash Damage, company Splash Damage over in the UK, working on a an expansion pack for Return to Castle Wolfenstein. So nonetheless, it's still an excellent read, and I do recommend you check it out. Okay, I'm out of breath. I'm going to take one more break here. It must be the beer, and we'll be right back on Urban Radio.
I'm going.
Hey, it's Oswald, and we are back on Urban Radio. So, what's going on? Just in the server here, and seemed to pick up a few players here. It's a little 8-on-8 action on Docs. Gotta love that, huh? Huh? Also listening to Thaddeus and 27 here talk about the latest build and what is coming up for Urban Terror. Unfortunately, I can't pass any of that on. Sorry. I just sit here teasing you with that shit, right? Sorry. But that's the rules, and I can't break the rules at the moment. As I said, if you want to join in, have a little action on the Urban Radio server, connect to 64.180.91.204 and join in. It looks like there are a couple spots left. And next week we will be bringing you a community server to enjoy the action on. The weekly t-shirt update has taken a bit of a turn. We're now looking at a company in Germany who's been giving us a good deal. At least that's what we hear from Crazy Butcher, since I can't tell the difference between dollars and Deutschmarks. So, I'm just waiting for one word from Sweet Nuts and something from Basilisk, and, God willing, we will, God willing, we'll have some t-shirts to pass along to you guys. Soon. Who knows, maybe we'll even bring some to QuakeCon. As for tonight, what's coming up on TSN? Well, let me tell you. Tonight, join your host DJ Juno for the only live mixing show on the net where you pick what gets put in the mix. And that is Juno later on this evening. Cold Shot's coming up tonight too, although, you know what? I guess I could look and see what he's doing, but right now I have no idea what he's shoutcasting tonight. Let's see what Cold Shot is shoutcasting tonight. And, of course, lag on ATG, so it'll be a few minutes. And looking at some of the other happenings here on TSN this weekend, for your early morning headbanging pleasures, you can listen to the soothing sounds of Jeff T's Mandatory Metal beginning at 1:30 a.m. That's actually on Saturday. Excuse me, make that... God, trying to do too many things here at once. You can listen to Jeff T's Mandatory Metal at 11 p.m. Eastern here on TSN on Saturday. On Sunday, we have OGL Medal of Honor, Ground Zero versus Commando Stab at 21 at 9:30 Eastern. And on Monday, we have TFC debut here on TSN with the Stay Silver match, the Syndicate versus Uberzone at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. And if everything works out, we will be casting the OGL Urban Terror match featuring Silent Strike, the EMB division, challenging Zero Hesitation for the second round of the OGL ladder. Going to be right back and tell you what's on tap here for next week. I'm Oswald. You're listening to Urban Radio.
I will.
suffer from agonizing head trauma due to loud music and intense gaming action? Well, you will now. The T-Sportscast Network. TSN.
I began to float up and away from my body as my brain seemed to be held in the grip of a giant vice.
You must find strength.
It's Oswald. We're back on Urban Radio here on TSN. I've been trying to get some information here as to what's coming up next. It looks like it's going to be Cold Shot and Blanks, talking beer, man stuff, and pal talk. So get your friends. It's going to be a fun night. And I'm sure any night Blanks is broadcasting, something is bound to happen. Like a loose cannon ready to go off with that mouth of his. So you can catch that show here in about 1 hour. That's going to be Cold Shot and Blanks, and it's going to be, I guess, like an anything goes. So check that out here in 1 hour on TSN. And that's the show for this week. I'm sure some of you are thankful it's over. Hopefully you heard something insightful today and had a good time playing Urban Terror on the Urban Radio server. As is typical, there will be some CTF or Team Survivor action going tonight over on the HOH server. You can find it in GameSpy or the All-Seeing Eye. Blade Killer and I are two of those from Silicon Ice who will be playing, so check that out. Next week, there should be plenty of talk, mostly centering around the testing of Beta 2.6, as 27 and Thaddeus have finished the most recent build. So we'll get that to the QA team in order to work out some bugs and to get them corrected. And we'll also go around the community, checking with the Triad development team, check out the action over at Section 8 Studios, and some other community happenings. We will be returning next Friday, July 19th. It's going to be a 1:15 Pacific start. That's 2015 GMT. For Silicon Ice Development, I'm Oswald. Have a great Urban Terror weekend, and we'll see you next week. I'm out.
It's over? Alright, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.